Hello, you! Before you listen to this episode of Being a Microsoft Intern, keep in mind that all views expressed on this podcast are my own and do not represent opinions of any organization which I have been, am now, or will be affiliated. Thank you! Anchor, this is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to my daily podcast. And welcome to episode 16 of Being a Microsoft Intern. Hello, guys. I just wanted to address something. A lot of people have been coming to talk to me to say, you know, why do you say your name Anna Guerra? Oh my God. You know, the reason why I say Anna Guerra instead of my actual name, which should be said as Anna Guerra, I don't even know how to say my own name anymore. It's weird for me because I'm just so used to saying this is Anna Guerra online. But there are two reasons. First reason is because most of my listeners are not Portuguese, so they most definitely can't say Anna Guerra because Anna Guerra is a sound that is not easy to say and that is not typical in every language. And then because for me, when I'm talking in English, it's much easier for me to say my name like that than to kind of switch, you know, my thinking and spell my name the way I should say it. I don't know, it's weird. But I'm gonna keep doing it because it's the way I've been doing it, it's the way I'm comfortable, and it's the way I like it. But yeah, this is episode 16 of Being a Microsoft Intern, and the topic for today's episode is I'm going to be sharing with you three of the best advices that I've been given by people who are working at Microsoft, just people that I was somehow involved because of Microsoft, and what those advices are. Let me just tell you what the three of them are to see if you're interested. You can proceed or you can just leave the podcast now. But the first one is document your work. The second one is things will never go as planned. And the third one is don't talk to companies, talk to people. So now I'm going to explain what I mean by all of these advices and what impact they've had on me and my work. So let's hear it out. Sometimes, due to the nature of your work or something that the way the team is structured, or I don't know, you might be working very individually, or it just might be your natural way of working that you like to do things on your own and then check with others instead of just involving them straight away in the beginning. So when you're working very individually for whatever reason that I just said, it's very easy for your work to be lost. And what I mean by lost is you're doing the work, but no one else knows about the work or the people who will impact your career in the future, and your managers and all that might not be as aware of your work as they could be. And that's a very big loss for your career because people don't know how great you are. It's the same with like you create an article and you write every day, but then you don't post your articles, or you do post but you don't share it with them because you're scared, or because you just don't put in the work to do that, because, you know, promoting articles, it's just as hard of as actually making the articles and creating the articles. So yeah, advice that I was given and that I'm now giving to you is to just naturally try to involve as many people in your work as possible, because the more people that you involve in your project, in your work, the richer the project will be, definitely, because these people will raise questions that you might not have thought before, raise problems, but also raise solutions. And, you know, you might be struggling with something, and then someone might know someone who can help you out, or might have ideas on how to help you out or how to make the project better. So that's the first thing. And then also involving other people with you in your work, it means that other people are working with you, which means that other people know the work that you're doing. So that's also very, very good in terms of career to, you know, just network. And I guess I'm almost sure you guys know how important it is to network, although not many people actually know how to network. But that's another conversation for another day. And the second thing, maybe put people in CC when you send emails. At first, I would see emails with a lot of people in CC, or just always people in CC, and I was like, this person has so much to do, is so busy. Why would you do that? Why would you want to waste their time? I think that there needs to be a balance between CCing your manager everywhere, but still, you should do it sometimes, especially when there's big things happening, big changes, big things that you're proposing or work that you did. You should put your manager or the people that you're working with that you find it is relevant to know what you're up to just put them in CC. And also when you're making, I would say when you're making big decisions or asking big requests and you're not sure or you need support, just it's very wise to put your manager in CC, I would say. And then just literally just document your work. Write down, you know, what happened, what was accomplished, and just put some videos or pictures of whatever that you did, whether it was an event, whether it was a newsletter that you created and what you've been accomplishing with so far, whether it was a partnership. Just make sure you document that work. And then the way you share that work with the people that matter to you, can be either a newsletter, it can be a PowerPoint presentation, it can be just you writing in the actual email copy, it can be a WhatsApp conversation if your team works that way. So it really is a case of studying how your teammates work and how they share their work and try to adapt as much as possible. If you're already sharing something new, you want to share it in a way they're familiar with and not in a completely new way. The second advice, as I mentioned, is things will never go as planned. And pretty much everyone knows this, but I don't think that many people actually understand what it means. I know I didn't. And I think this advice goes especially to the people who frequently work with others and who have no control on what others do and when their work or when you rely heavily on other people for your work to have success and to work out the way you want it to be. You really have to be one step ahead of everyone. You have to think, you know, this might go wrong. They might not bring this, they might not tell that, they might not have tested this, or they might not know how to work with this. Because for other people, when they rely on you, some of them don't know either, and you have to know for them, and you have to, in a way, take care of them, because by taking care of them and resolving their problems and anticipating their problems, you're anticipating your problems as well. So this is kind of a wake-up call for everyone who frequently has work that depends on others for your work to be successful. That's a wake-up call for you. In my case, my work, very oftentimes, I'm working with other companies, with other partners, I'm working with event organizers, and I'm working with influencers as well, or media. And I really have to make sure that I anticipate as many problems to make sure that the collaboration or the partnership or whatever works as smoothly as possible. This is also something that very much comes with experience, because unless you have experience in doing whatever it is that you are doing, you won't be able to figure out what the possible problems are. Now, when you're very early in your career, which I guess most of you are listening to this are maybe in their first 1, 2, maybe 3 years of career, it's very easy to not have experience and not be able to predict what the problems might be, because you're still going through many of the things for the first time. And even people who are later on there in their career, now more than ever, we keep running into new situations and new things that we have to do in our work, which we haven't done before. So my advice, and the advice I was somehow given, I'm now giving an upgrade to my to the advice that I was given, giving my own upgrade. But I guess, yeah, it comes with experience. And the way to kind of counterattack that is to consult with others. And that might be your colleagues or people that were once doing what you're doing now, and check with them, see, because they will try to help you, and they might say, oh yeah, have you thought about this, or don't do it like that, definitely I did it, it doesn't work. So consulting with others is a very good option. And when you can't do that, you know, internet is great, guys. Internet is a resource. It's just not just for memes and music videos and vlogs, that's a shout out for me. Just go over to the internet and try to crowdsource information, ask in a forum or something, or read articles. For example, imagine you're throwing out, you're doing a live stream session, just, and you've never done a live stream session, and maybe no one in your company has ever done a live stream session, which in smaller companies, it's totally possible. So just go over to the internet and ask people who have done it before, or just read articles that try to prepare you for it, or just ask on a forum, like I said. I think that really, really helps. So yeah, expect that things will never go as planned, and a good plan includes the things that go wrong and what the actions are when things go wrong. Plan B, people, and plan C, plan D. And the last advice of today is, don't talk to companies, talk to people. What I mean by that is, you know, when you work at such a big company and you make contact with people from other companies all the time, you're working with company A, and sometimes from company A you talk with person A, B, and C, it's very easy to regard people not as people but as companies. You know, I'm gonna have a meeting with company C, I'm gonna have a Skype call with company D, or I'm doing a partnership. You know, it's very easy to regard them as companies, as entities, and not as people. But it's little things like remembering someone's name, or thinking about their own individual interest in collaborating with you. It's even, influencers are not an instrument or a tool, they're people. And, you know, they're not just doing videos, they have their whole life behind that. They have their own interests, they have their own things that they want to talk about. You have to think as generally as the people that you're working with as humans, and that and as collaborators for your work. And what that will do is that will make you develop much more meaningful relationships in your work that are besides, you know, the person's position, and they're besides your position. So that's what later on, if you meet this person in another walk of life, after you've left your job or after you changed your position within the company, that person will still have a relationship with you, and they will still be useful for you, and you will still be useful for them in some kind of way. So it really is important to focus on the relationships, especially in my case with PR. It is something that I've tried to not think of work as something separate. You know, you're in this, and it starts like this and like that, and there's the boundaries. And sometimes I think there is really no boundaries, because you're connecting with people, and people have no beginning and ending. And that's it for me. Take this advice with you, all of these, and make sure you apply them to your work, to your life, and I'm sure you'll become a better person for it. This is me and Agera signing out, and this was episode 16, and I'll see you very, very soon. Bye!